It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. The headline of a Stony Point, New York newspaper could have read, "Beavers Save Town," when in 1938, a hurricane ripped through. The town's 60 colonies of beavers, a total of 500 animals, worked throughout the night to repair their overflowing dams. In the darkness, an 18-inch wall of turbid water was roaring over the tops of dams, and the normally 3-foot-wide stream had turned into a roaring 20-foot-wide rapids. However, the dams, merely made of mud, sticks, stones, and other plant debris, held like cement. In fact, the dams that were breached were attended to immediately and maintained all through the night as beavers busily felled trees to make repairs and reinforcements. When the hurricane was over, the local beavers were credited with having saved 3 main highways from serious flooding, preventing the destruction of at least one bridge, and keeping acres of soil from eroding. The previous story is an example of how amazing beavers are in their ability to act as ecosystem engineers. An ecosystem engineer is any animal that directly or indirectly controls the availability of resources to other animals by causing physical changes in living and non-living materials. This particular ecosystem engineer is vital because its habitat, the place where it lives, is disappearing faster than any other habitat. Riparian areas are zones between terrestrial and aquatic ecosystems, which are typically on the banks of rivers, streams, and occasionally lakes. These are complex areas with highly interrelated species and habitats. That is why, in addition to being engineers, beavers are also considered a keystone species. This means that they have the two following characteristics. Their presence is crucial in maintaining the organization and diversity of their ecological communities, and these species have exceptional importance in relation to the rest of the community. Beavers meet these characteristics by building dams, which form ponds, which in turn increase plant and tree species, as well as fish, animals, birds, and insects. Beavers clearly increase species diversity and richness among plant and animal life in riparian areas. Unfortunately, beavers are usually trapped out or killed by those who view beavers as a nuisance. Beaver removals have many negative effects on riparian ecosystems. These areas often dry up and turn into grasslands, leading to decreases in species biodiversity, dependent on wetlands for survival. Beavers need to have their image revamped within our society. In addition to being cute and charismatic, they are also imperative to the health of ecosystems and the subsequent habitat availability for many and diverse species of plants and animals. This is especially important in Montana, as this state is home to so many diverse species. Let's try to look at beavers and their dams as functioning parts of our Montana ecosystems. I am Ann Straub for Field Notes, brought to you by the Animal Behavior class at the University of Montana and the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit us online.